This recording, Italy 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made a sanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Once Sarah had managed to butt the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am from Novara, that is a city in Italy close to Milan. I was born in Arona, that is a town on a lake. The lake is called Lago Maggiore in Italian, and it's a very nice town. Where people from other countries used to go there for like a tourist, or it's a very calm place, and you can also have fun in club. There are a lot of guys because it's a school place. I used to play saxophone, alto saxophone. I played that for like 10 years in a band. You know, a marching band of my town. It was very interesting with a lot of guys. We had fun, and now I don't have a lot of time to play my saxophone anymore, but sometimes I just take it off from his box and play for myself, just for having some fun. And I also like to play boxing. It's my sport. I love to play box. It's part of Italian culture. I don't know if you like Olympic Games. Every time Italian boxers do very good. It's like a tradition. In fact, if you remember like the movie Rocky Balboa, you remember the Italian stallion? Yeah, that's why. It's not very popular. Like, I mean, not like soccer, but it's a classic Italian sport. So yeah, there are a lot of schools, of very good schools of boxing. It's a fair sport, a proud sport. It doesn't mean that you have just to fight or punch with someone. It's just a face to face. It's very good for your stress, because when you finish a boxing training, you feel very relaxed, like a cucumber, you say. Like a cucumber, yeah, very calm and relaxed, and I really like it because it's a hard training, but it makes you feel better. I'm not scared to take like punch and stuff like that, because Actually, if you think like to play soccer, maybe it's more dangerous. Like my brother used to play soccer from a lot of time, from when he was a child. And if you look to his legs, it looks like he fight a war. Yeah.